Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And you know, my husband and I recently returned from a trip in Italy. And it was such a beautiful, incredible experience. We saw some really great things, pieces of artwork and architecture and landscape. And when we got home, we also had some pretty heavy jet lag set in. And I just felt really tired all the time, which seemed to kind of overshadow the wonderful experiences that we had just had together. And when I saw a friend of mine and she asked me how our trip went, I immediately went into this long, complaining monologue about how we were so tired and we planned too many things to fit into each day and how many miles we ended up walking and how crowded some of the sites were. And I was expecting, I guess I was saying this because I was expecting it to be kind of a bonding moment for us where she could commiserate with me about the struggles of international travel. But she just looked at me with this sense of disbelief, like, how could you be complaining about going to Italy? And that experience just kind of jolted me back into reality. And I realized that I complain a lot about big things that I have no control over petty things that don't really matter that much, and even about really positive things that happen. So I have since repented of that experience and I'm so grateful for that travel that we were able to do. But Elder Larry Lawrence mentioned in the October 2015 General LDS Conference, he said, "I knew a faithful mother who humbled herself and asked, 'What is keeping me from progressing?' In her case, the response from the Spirit came immediately, 'Stop complaining.' This answer surprised her. She had never thought of herself as a complainer. However, the message from the Holy Ghost was very clear. In the days that followed, she became conscious of her habit of complaining. Grateful for the prompting to improve, she determined to count her blessings instead of her challenges. And within days, she felt the warm approval of the Spirit." So this complaining or looking on the negative side of things is a problem for a lot of people, and especially for me. And I realized that I really want to do something about it. And I found an article online that talked about one woman who did an experiment where she wouldn't let herself verbally complain about anything for 21 days. Which is subsequently the length of time that experts say it takes your mind and body to develop a habit. So Will Bowen, a best-selling author and expert on the science of complaining, says that the average person complains between 15 to 30 times per day without realizing it. And that's because when we gather with our friends or family and one person expresses a complaint or starts telling a negative story, it starts to become this competition to see who can have the best or the most astounding complaint or story, all in the spirit of trying to connect with the people around us. Have you ever found yourself doing that? Trying to one-up someone else about if they say they had a bad day and you say, well, wait and listen to this day that I had. And it just becomes this really negative environment. Well, there are real hazards to complaining, and Bowen says that complaining can lead to more stress in your life. It can damage the intimacy and connection you already have in a relationship. It can cause you to look for and expect more bad things to happen, especially when it comes to complaining about another person. And it can raise your cortisol levels in your body, which actually increases your blood pressure, weakens your immune system, and can lead to cardiovascular and even weight problems. So what can we do to combat this natural human tendency of complaining? Well, according to Dr. Robin Kowalski, a professor of psychology at Clemson University, writing down our complaints or frustrations instead of verbalizing them will actually help us to get them off our chest and realize that they might not have been as big of a deal as we originally thought. She also suggests that you consciously try to start a conversation with someone with a compliment because that will set the tone for a more positive interaction. She also suggests that working out is a great, healthy way to blow off steam about something so you don't feel the need to express it later. But there are appropriate ways to complain. Believe it or not, some complaining can actually be productive, and that's called instrumental complaining. And Dr. Kowalski says that that is when we share a frustration, hoping to start a dialogue and gain feedback and understanding from another person. So, for example, instead of complaining to your best friend about how your husband never does the dishes, it's better to tell your husband directly that you wish he'd help out with the dishes more and get his thoughts on the topic and then develop an action plan for the future. A lot more productive that way, too. And we're going to end our episode with a quote of the day, and that's from Elder Neil A. Maxwell, a former member of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And he said, "Instead of murmuring, therefore, being of good cheer is what is needed, and being of good cheer is equally contagious. We have clear obligations to so strengthen each other by doing things with cheerful hearts and countenances. Murmuring can also be noisy enough that it drowns out the various spiritual signals to us, signals which tell us in some cases to quit soaking ourselves indulgently in the hot tubs of self-pity. How very Elder Maxwell of him to say that. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.